Pasuk Aleph. Le David Mizmor Ladoinoi Haoretz Umalayah Tevel Vyoishiveva. Of David, a song. The land and everything contained in the land belong to Hashem, the world, and all who dwell in it. Rashi writes that the word Haoretz refers to Eretz Yisrael, and Tevel refers to all other lands. The Radak interprets the word Haoretz as referring to all land, and the word Tevel refers to the inhabited land. Pasuk Beis, Ki hu al yamim yisadoh v'al nahorois yichoyneneha. For Hashem has founded the earth upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Rashi explains that seven seas surround Eretz Yisrael and four rivers. The rivers are Yarden, the Jordan, Yarmuch, this is a river that flows from east to west into the Yarden, north of Lake Tveria, Kiryom Yoin, and Pigah. These are two famous Syrian rivers located near Damascus. See the Gemara in Baba Basra, Ayin Dalid, Amid Beis. The seven seas are the Sea of Tveria. Number two, the Sea of Sidoim, Yom HaMelach. Number three, the Sea of Chelas. This probably refers to Eilat, now known as the Gulf of Aqaba. Number four, the Sea of Chilsa. This may refer to a sea near Banyas. The Sea of Sivchi. The Yerushalmi calls it Samchu, which is a small sea north of Tveria. Number six, the Sea of Aspamya, probably referring to a sea that once existed in Syria. And number seven, Yom HaGadol, the Great Sea. Pasuk Gimel. Mi ya'ale v'har Adonai u'mi yakum b'mkayim kodshoi. Who is permitted to ascend the mountain of Hashem? This refers to Har HaMoriah. Who is worthy to dwell there? Pasuk Dalid. Niki chapayim uvar levav asher loy noso lashov nafshi v'loy nishba lemirmo. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not sworn in vain. The one who is worthy of ascending to the Har Hashem is one who is honest and whose heart is pure in Yiras Hashem, and one who has not sworn deceitfully. The Radak in Yirmiyah explains that in fact it is meritorious to swear by Hashem's name truthfully, as the Pasuk states, Uvishmoi Tishoveya. When you possess all good and honest traits, then you shall swear by Hashem's name. The only ones who may swear are those who fear and love Hashem. Pasuk He, Yisa viracha me eis Adonai utzdaka me Elohe yishoi. That person shall receive a blessing from Hashem, and he will receive charity from the God of his salvation. The Malbim comments that the word tzedakah denotes divine inspiration, which Hashem will bestow upon him as pure charity. Pasuk Vav. Ze doir doirishav mevakshei fonecha ya'akov sela. The Radak explains that this pasuk refers back to the pasuk Mi ya'ale v'har Hashem. Who is worthy to ascend to the mountain of Hashem? This is the generation of those who seek Him, the ones who seek Your presence in the Beis HaMikdash. The word Yaakov here refers to Am Yisrael, who are the Zera Yaakov. Pasuk Zayin, Se'u she'orim rasheichem, v'hina se'u pischei oilam, V'yavoy melech hakavoid. Lift up your heads, referring to the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and be lifted up. Your everlasting doors be lifted up, so that the King of Glory may enter. Rashi explains that the words Pischei Olam means Pesachim Shekedushasan Olamis, doors whose sanctity is forever. Pasuk Ches. Mi ze melech hakovoid. Hashem Izuz v'gibor. Hashem gibor milchama. Who is this king of glory? It is Hashem, who is strong and mighty. Hashem, who is mighty in battle. Pasuk Tes. Se'u she'arim rasheichem u'se'u pischei olam v'yavoy melech hakovoid. Gates, lift your heads, and lift up the everlasting doors, so that the King of Glory may enter. And Pasuk Yud, Mi hu ze melech hakavoid, Hashem tzva'ois hu melech hakavoid sela. Who is this King of Glory? It is Hashem, the Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory forever.